Part 4.
Every time you go online, you leave a trail. This is just like a real footprint. It shows where you've been, how long you stayed, and what you've been doing there. You leave your digital footprint every time you register for an online service, send an email, download a video, or upload a photo, because the information can be used. This shouldn't necessarily worry you, but be aware of it and be careful and sensible when you are online. All kinds of people are interested in your digital footprint, for example, companies. Employers often check out the online profiles of possible candidates as part of their application process. There are cases of people who didn't get a job because their digital footprint didn't impress the company. Here are some tips for taking care of your digital footprint. If you find something upsetting, frightening, or concerning, tell an adult. There are ways to report these disturbing contents, and in most cases, web managers respond rapidly. Don't forget to log out when you leave a website, especially if you use a shared computer. If you don't, someone can easily pretend to be you. Protect your identity online. For example, use a nickname and no real photo. Be careful about who you share personal information with, and always think twice before sharing details like your email, home address, school or phone number with anyone. But the advantage of your digital footprint is that you don't have to remember your favorite websites. You can use the history button and the bookmark function. This way, your digital footprint can even be helpful.